Exercises 4 to 6. One Saturday afternoon, my son Steve and I were watching graceful seagulls calling each other when Steve noticed something was not right with one of the seagulls. It had a long, matted string tightly wrapped around its webbed feet. Perhaps some fisherman had cut the twisted line from his fishing pole and thoughtlessly discarded it on the rocks where the gulls search for food. Now, that line would mean a slow death for one unfortunate feathered creature. Had I been alone, I would have walked away feeling sad for that poor gull. But 7-year-old Steve insisted that even the lowliest creature deserves our assistance if it is in trouble. How could I argue with this point of view? We had some hamburger buns with us. Steve tried feeding the starving gull, tossing torn bits of the buns toward the bird, luring him closer and closer. Each time Steve got close, he lunged for the fishing line, only to have the gull fly for several yards out of his reach. I could read the disappointment in my young son's eyes. "Find me a branch as tall and straight as you are," I told Steve. "We'll catch him." He came back with a willow limb, about 5 feet long. We trimmed the limb with my pocket knife. I placed the stick straight out in front of me, flat on the grass. Steve and I crouched low and stayed very still. Now he threw out pieces of the bun just beyond the end of the stick. Cautiously, the trusting gull crash-landed. Hop-flying, he inched ever closer as he gobbled up our bait. When his position was just right, I raised the stick slightly. Then quickly and firmly, I placed it down on the grass, right between his tangled legs. He was pinned to the ground. Steve used the pocket knife to cut away the entangled fishing line. A few minutes later, our feathered friend was free. As we backed away, he stood up, not knowing what to do next. Moments later, he was airborne with the other gulls. What a happy moment that experience was in our life.